From the frozen tundra of the Weather Center in New Jersey, here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. I don't hear you, Pat. Are you there, Pat? I can't hear you, Pat. I can see you, but I can't hear you. Well, this is a very interesting day. I'm going to try calling Pat back. See what happens. Pat, there now I can hear you. Are you there?
Can't hear anything, Marshall.
I can't. I can hear you this time. Oh, I'm going to leave that up, and we're going to go to the Metro Weather site, and we're going to see if we can bring him up. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. See if I get the right number. What a morning. You're going to hear this. You're going to hear this ring in the background.
I guess we're still having problems, huh?
Yep. See if he picks up. I'm here. Hang on a second, though. I could hear you, Pat. The first time I couldn't hear you. The second time I could hear you.
Okay.
But I have no idea what's going on.
Great.
Oh, well, so. My Skype is working okay, so I'm not really sure what it is.
I'm not sure either, because I've had several stations before you use it, and it hasn't been a problem.
Well, you haven't had a station like me.
Well, that's for sure. And I was curious. I was going to give you a buzz yesterday to find out how you made out with Lloyd's of London, but I said you're probably going to be too busy. I see you calling again.
Yeah,
so.
We're going to try it. See what
happens. Let's try it. I can't hear you.
Okay. Hey, you can hear me.
I can't hear you on Skype at all. I get nothing.
Huh. That's funny.
Nothing.
There's something.
But you could hear me, right?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. But I can't hear you.
Yeah, so that's all right. We're going to shut that down anyway.
Okay.
So what happened with Lloyd's of London, the computer is now off-site, and they contacted the people that made the program, and there's probably a 75% chance that if he goes through byte by byte, there are hidden files on that computer in that program that should hold that data that we need. But we'll see if we can find it. But it's going to take 4 or 5 days to go through it and find it.
Oh, so you still have not found the backup?
No. It's obviously hidden someplace in a hidden file. And they think that it should be on the computer. He's got the equipment to do it. So he's going to do it. It's probably going to take 3 to 4 days at least to go through it bit by bit. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully he'll find it. If not, we just have to rebuild the whole database. That's all.
Wow. Good luck on that. What a way to end the year, that's for sure.
684 clients.
My goodness. I guess you better laugh, Marshall, because if I were you, I'd be crying right now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When people say, what are you going to do? Well, there's nothing you can do. You try your best, and if you can get it back, that's great. If you don't get it back, well, you just got to deal with it and move on.
Okay, well, we have to deal with the cold weather and move on, because it ain't going anywhere fast. In fact, it's going to be so cold this weekend, Marshall.
How cold is it going to be, Pat?
That the Times Square ball may freeze before it falls. Cloudy with a chance of some snow showers today. No big deal, 15 to 20 for the high. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. Cloudy with a chance of some light snow Saturday, in the low 20s, an inch or two. It's real fluffy, so it shouldn't be a big deal. It will move out Saturday night. Sunny with icy winds in the teens Sunday. New Year's Eve, clear and frigid, 0 to 5 below. That means that the midnight temperature will probably be about 10. Monday, sunshine and icy cold, mid-teens. We should move up into the 20s on Tuesday. Now, let's take you back to our conversation yesterday when we were talking about the European model producing quite a winter storm for Thursday. Remember that?
Yep.
And it was very interesting because then the Canadian and the GFS model, the American model, also saw it. So I said, well, thank God, you know, we're all on the same page. Well, this morning, come into the Weather Center, and all three models say that the storm will stay offshore. So now, my question to you, and I think you know the answer. Do I believe that?
No.
Absolutely. Yep, I knew you knew the answer. I don't believe it at all. These kind of patterns that we're dealing with are very, very hard for the computers to grab because the system that the models were working on for next Thursday will not enter the United States until sometime this weekend. And we're talking entering the United States and the Canadian Rockies coming down into the Northern Rockies. So it doesn't enter the United States until this weekend. And sometimes the computers see it, sometimes they don't. But once it gets into the United States, then they should be able to grab it and let us know, yes, it's going to be offshore, or no, it's not. If it doesn't affect us, folks, we are just going to be in an amazing stretch of dry weather into the new year.
Dry and cold weather, yeah.
Dry and cold. You got it. Amazing. Very, very amazing. By the way, let's take a trip back to the long-range forecast, which was not right. Calculations were wrong. I looked at the map. We said for this last week, periods of rain could end as a wintry mix to end the year. Obviously, we didn't have rain, and we're not going to have a wintry mix because it's too darn cold. And in the summary, I put Christmas time, more wet than white. I had the white in there, but I said more wet than white, and that was wrong as well. So, as far as I'm concerned, that part of the forecast stunk. And as far as the winter goes, starting in January, I have here first week, which of course is next week.
Yeah.
Showers, then windy and colder with a wintry mix late. Doubt it. So I think the first week is also going to stink as far as the forecast.
Yeah.
But you know what? You have to call a spade because these are long-range forecasts. They're done for fun. They're not too serious, not serious at all. And it's nice when you get it, and it's not so nice when you don't. And I'm telling you, I still think that you have to wait for the mid to latter part of January and through February, March, when we're going to see one nor'easter after another. Not that it's going to be every day, but you'll just see that pattern. And I think it's going to wait until the end of January.
All right. Well, the only way it won't wait till the end of January if all those computers are wrong and the big storm comes up in the middle of next week.
Well, that's true. That could set the whole pattern right.
Yeah.
Exactly, Marshall. So you're right. So we'll be watching that. But I still have to call, but it's getting a lot better. I found a syrup yesterday that's made with honey, a cough syrup that's made with honey.
Well, what's the
and
name?
And that really, yeah, that's really been working well.
What's the name of it?
Oh, goodness gracious, got a funny name. Something, Sherp honey or something like that. I'll get the name. You want me to email it to you?
No, because I have a cough. When I was sick, I have a cough medicine that's made with honey, and I forget the name too, but it's in a purple bottle.
I don't remember what color the bottle is, but it may be, and it's got a little cap. You fill the cap up, you take it, and it tastes just like honey. Tastes just like honey. It doesn't taste like cough medicine at all. And it really has been working a lot better than all the other stuff I have taken. I got to get the name because I can pass it on to our listeners.
Yeah, because I don't like using cough medicine that has all those other things in it. It's just
I know what you mean. So this is, and believe me, it just tastes like honey, and it's actually kind of delightful to take. So you don't have to like close your eyes and say, "Here goes nothing," you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, it has been working, but that's it. What's your temp over there now, Marshall?
What do you think?
I'm going to say zero.
It's one below.
One below.
One below.
Yep. Because I am holding at 10, and the reason I'm holding at 10 is because we are cloudy, and I'm pretty sure you have clouds up there too, and that's one of the reasons why you're not any colder.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Remember when we had that cold snap? I think it was 2 years ago, where we went like 3 weeks with just bitter cold weather.
Right.
That was the year that the back of the ramp and the whole back end of the building, it was so cold, the building shifted down a little bit, and the doors wouldn't shut because everything compacted. Well, coming up the ramp this morning, the ramp actually, I could feel it. There was a big crack, and what that was from the cold weather. The ramp settling a little bit once again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really, yeah. A lot of people, you know, we haven't had cold weather like this in quite some time. I think we got to go back to the 80s to see a stretch like this. And you don't realize what persistent cold could do because we don't have it often enough. And I'm sure that, you know, in the coming days, we're going to start hearing different things. Remember many, many years ago, it was so cold for such a long period of time that the sound would freeze over and people would walk from Connecticut to Long Island over the sound because of the ice.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen this year again.
And if it does, Marshall, this would be a great test for your new foot. Walk across. We'd like to see you walk across. I'll bring my video camera.
You'd never see me walk across the Long Island Sound.
I don't blame you, because neither would I.
I'd be one of the jerks that would find a soft spot.
And down you go, right.
That's what would happen with me. There's no doubt about it.
Well, listen, absolutely. Good luck with the computer. A very happy, healthy, safe New Year's to all of our listeners. And thank you for being such a part of our winner.
And thank you for being part of us. And we'll speak to you again next year, Pat.
That sounds good, Marshall.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.